Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon? Well, there's a planet with a canyon 13 times longer than the Grand Canyon. Do you know what the hottest planet in the solar system is? Here's a hint, it isn't Mercury. My name is Katie, and I'll be your host for the ColiCast number 35, a broadcast all about the solar system. First, you will learn about the Sun, then Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and lastly, Neptune. We even have some funny solar system jokes for you. I hope you enjoy this broadcast. Here's Mariah, and she will tell you all about the Sun.
Hi everybody, this is Mariah. I'm going to teach you about the Sun. If you don't know about the Sun, sit back and relax. Did you know that the Sun has four layers? They are called radiation zone, convection zone, photosphere, and corona. Did you also know that the Sun is made out of gas? If you did, good job. But there is more things to learn about. Also, the sunspots are the cold spots. Some waves can be seen as light, while others can be felt as heat. It produces its own energy through a process called fusion. It is a huge ball of hot gases, mostly hydrogen and helium. It is a star, an object that produces its own energy. Now here is Shane with Mercury. Hope you enjoyed learning about the Sun.
Hi Braille, this is Shane. This segment is about Mercury, the closest planet to the Sun. Logically, it would make sense that the closest planet to the Sun is the hottest, but it isn't. Stay tuned for more interesting facts about Mercury. 1 year on Mercury is approximately 88 days. Pretty cool, huh? Your birthday and Christmas would be every 88 days, but each Mercury day is 59 Earth days. A year on Mercury isn't even 2 Mercury days. Mercury is the planet of extreme temperatures. The side facing away the Sun is 872 degrees Fahrenheit. The side facing away from the Sun is negative 298 degrees Fahrenheit. Now I'll tell you about the mythology of Mercury. Mercury is named after the Roman god of commerce and travel. In other words, he was a messenger. Now Ashley will tell you all about Venus.
Thanks, Shane. Do you know about Venus? Well, if you don't know, then you should listen. Hi, my name is Ashley, and I'm going to tell you about Venus. Did you know that Venus is the second planet from the Sun? It was named after the Roman goddess of beauty and love. It is sometimes called the morning star or the evening star because it's visible on Earth shortly after sunset and before sunrise. Venus is the hottest planet in the solar system. Temperatures can reach as high as 908 Fahrenheit. Venus is like a greenhouse. Light gets in and turns into heat, but the heat can't get out. For example, have you ever been in your car on a hot summer day with the windows rolled up? The light can come in the car, turns into heat, and the heat can't get out. One Venus year is equals to 225 Earth days, and it's very close to the size of Earth. I hope you enjoyed this segment. Now here's Sadie with Earth.
Did you know that Earth is the only planet not named after a Roman or Greek god? It has only one natural satellite called the Moon. It is also known as a blue planet because of all the liquid water in it. Earth is the only planet that has liquid water and sustains life. My name is Sadie, and I hope you enjoyed listening and learning about the Earth. Here is Paul with some interesting facts about Mars.
Hi, my name is Paul. Do you know what planet is just in front of an asteroid belt? If you said Mars, you're right. I'm going to tell you all about the planet Mars. Did you know that Mars is known as the red planet? This is the planet that has a large volcano 3 times bigger than Mount Everest. What Roman god is it named after? If you said the Roman god of war, you're right. Mars has the largest canyon in the solar system. It is 13 times bigger than the Grand Canyon. The two moons that orbit Mars are Phobos and Deimos. How long is one Mars year? The answer to that question is 687 Earth days. This segment of Mars is over, so let's take a break and have joke time with Wesley.
Hi, I'm Wesley. I'm going to tell you a few solar system jokes. Here's my first one. How does a solar system hold up its pants? With an asteroid belt. Why does Jupiter smell so bad? It's made of gases. What did the astronaut see when he didn't get to have lunch? An unidentified flying vehicle. That's it for my jokes. Make sure you listen to Andrew's jokes at the end of our Colicast. Now here's Ashley with a segment on Jupiter.
Hi, my name is Ashley G. Do you know what planet is named for the chief god in Roman mythology? If you don't know, stay tuned because I'm going to tell you. The answer is Jupiter. Here are some facts. Did you know that it takes Jupiter approximately 12 Earth years for it to revolve around the sun? So if I lived on Jupiter, I wouldn't even have my first birthday. It is the biggest planet in the solar system. It's bigger than all of the other planets combined. Jupiter has 63 known satellites, which means moons. Jupiter has a great red spot, which scientists believe is a huge hurricane, like a storm. It is the fifth planet in the solar system. Just beyond Jupiter and Mars is an asteroid belt, separating the inner and the outer planets. Here is Matt with Saturn. Hope you enjoy it.
Do you know what Saturn is famous for? Well, if not, then keep listening. One Saturn year is equal to 29 Earth years, and one Saturn day is 14 hours less than our day. Saturn is named after the Roman god of harvest. Did you know that Saturn's biggest moon, Titan, is the only moon to have its own atmosphere? At last count, Saturn has 16 natural satellites, which means moons. The temperatures can reach as low as negative 292 degrees Fahrenheit to negative 242 degrees Fahrenheit. And last but not least, Saturn is very famous for its rings. Quiz time. This is going to be a three-question quiz. Number one, what's the name of Saturn's biggest moon? If you said Titan, you are correct. Next question, how long is one Saturn day? Great job. The answer is 10 hours. Last question, what is Saturn famous for? Excellent, the answer is its rings. I am Matt, and thank you for listening to my segment about Saturn. Here's Ryan with Uranus.
Summer vacation is great, but it only lasts about 2 months. I found a solution to that problem. Let's go to Uranus. Because summers and winters are 84 times longer, if you think that was interesting, stay tuned to find out more about Uranus. Hi, this is Ryan, and I'll be teaching you some facts about Uranus. Did you know that Uranus is the seventh planet from the sun? Well, if you didn't, now you do. The summers and winters on Uranus are 21 years on Earth. It does this because Uranus lies on its side, unlike all the other planets that lie on their axis. 1 year on Uranus is 84 Earth years. It is named after the Roman god of the skies. Lastly, one Uranus day or may last as long as 42 Earth years. Here is Tara on a segment all about Neptune. Bye.
Neptune is the eighth planet from the sun. If you don't know any facts about Neptune, you should keep listening to this broadcast. Hi, my name is Tara, and I'm going to tell you all about Neptune. The first fact is that Neptune has a great dark spot. That is like a hurricane-like storm. The second fact is that it has the highest wind speeds in the solar system. Do you know how many miles per hour Neptune's winds can get up to? If you said 1,500 miles per hour, you are correct. The third fact is that one Neptune year equals 165 Earth years, so you probably won't have a birthday. Also, one day is 18 hours. This is a fast fact. Neptune cannot be seen without a telescope. Neptune, Uranus's twin, was discovered in 1846. Hope you learned great facts about Neptune. Here's Angie with Joke Time.
Hi, this is Andrew, and here are some more solar system jokes. My first joke is, why didn't the astronaut get burned when he visited the sun? He went at night. My second joke is, what did Saturn say to Jupiter when he asked if he should call him? Don't call me, I'll give you a ring. Last joke of the Trolley Cast is, what kind of songs do the planets like to sing? Neptune's. Well, that's it for Joke Time.
Okay, now that you learned all about the solar system, it's time for a quiz. Which planet has the big red spot? That's right, Jupiter. Which is the hottest planet in the solar system? Correct, Venus. What planet has the highest wind speeds? Right, Neptune. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Stay tuned.